Hi, I'm Eric.
And I'm Jeff.
And we are It's The Real. We wanted to thank the good folks at Casper for sponsoring today's episode of A Waste of Time with It's The Real.
Get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/waste.
And make sure to use that promo code WASTE. So shout out to Casper.
And shout out to Joel Ortiz and Illmind for joining us on today's episode.
Yeah, don't sleep on this episode.
Sleep on a Casper.
Yo, what up, it's Eric, a.k.a. Freaky Pete Maravich, a.k.a. Pistol Whipping.
Yo, what up, it's Jeff, a.k.a. Money Making, a.k.a. Counterfeit Fresh.
Yeah, well, a.k.a. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we here. We in the building, cuz.
Namu, that's human backwards. Namu,
baby.
And this is a waste of time with It's The Real. Did you ever have, like, a rap name that was not your government name?
Yeah, quick.
Oh, right, yeah.
Neighborhood. Yeah, and then there was this guy, DJ Quick, so I was like, I can't be that anymore.
Yep.
It just wasn't cool. Like, I don't think it's cool to have the same name as somebody.
That's like when Guru and Young Guru got into it. Like, yeah. You know,
so I was just like, what name could I use? Mine! Here we go.
There it is.
But now everybody's probably calling you, like, Joel. Like, how often do you get Joel?
I get Joel a lot. I get, like, when, like, getting off a flight with, like, the car dude.
Yeah.
There's always one L.
Yeah.
He's like, Joel, right this way. Like,
all
right. even to this day, like, on flyers. Still leaving one L off. It's Joel Ortiz.
Yo,
so annoying.
They take that L.
Yo, they take the L every time. They take the L off mine and add an S on Button.
Yo,
yeah.
It's Joe Buttons and Joel Ortiz.
Yo, okay.
We deal with that all the time.
It's just at this point, like, I think people just do it to, like, annoy Joe. You know?
I think so.
Like, it's Joe Button. Like, everyone knows, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just crazy.
Do people mispronounce Ramon?
I get
Raymond.
I get Raymond.
Okay.
I get Raymond. I get Roman.
Roman.
Yes. Yo, especially at Starbucks, yo.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Starbucks, man. No, I'm only kidding. Yeah. I get Starbucks.
Joel. I stopped saying Joel because I get Joel, so I'm just like Jay.
Yeah.
I'm just like Jay.
Wow. Yeah. That seems like real smooth.
Yeah, I was like Jay. And then I just like look at them like for longer periods of time, like Jay.
Yeah. Like, give like a wink.
Yo, Starbucks is the worst, though, man. Like, I read an article somewhere that, like, they fuck your name up on purpose.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah.
What, it's like a conversation topic?
Yes.
Wow.
And there's
weird marketing.
So there's there's workers that, you know, they have these long shifts and they're bored, so they fuck your name up.
Oh, shit.
Because they're bored and they just want to piss you off.
I don't know. That feels like you're making excuses or it's like a conspiracy. I mean, like, that's almost like stay woke sort of stuff.
Right. I mean,
yeah, but there's certain names you can't fuck up. Like, if you see, like,
I've seen it, yo.
Steve, you're like, Steve. like, you know, like, what the hell?
I've seen Mike, like M-Y-K-E.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. Come on.
We went to, we were down in Vegas and we're like, where are we going to go eat on the strip? We're going to go to Shake Shack. So we went all the way down to Vegas to have, you know, New York
Shake Shack.
Right?
Yeah.
We're there and they're like, how do you spell your name? And my name's Eric. I'm like, what does it matter? Like, with a K, with a C, with a Q? Like, just pronounce it. Just say it to me. Like, you know how to.
But also, like, they don't use names at Shake Shack.
I know. That was
crazy.
They
have, like, the buzzer.
Right.
So, that's dumb.
Yeah. So, Starbucks and Shake Shack. Fuck them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not hip hop.
Nah.
But I like Starbucks.
Well, all right.
Sorry, Joel.
So Will hates Starbucks.
Sorry, Joel.
Starbucks is like I don't know, man.
Do you need that like ahead of like a performance?
No, it just makes me feel like Starbucks makes me feel like I made it. Like,
oh, okay.
I'm able to get this coffee and like Wi-Fi if I want it.
That's
like,
true. That's true.
Tell me when you we walk at Starbucks. It's like, yeah, dude, I can get the $3.50 coffee, man.
And they know your name. It's just like Cheers.
Yeah,
they
like
know your name.
And walking with that cup is like, yeah. You know, I stopped in real quick. Like it's like fronting on the coffee.
Also,
level,
too, right? Like when you're on the road and like you don't know where the fuck you are.
Yeah.
And it's like, where am I? And then you see a Starbucks.
Always
all
a Starbucks.
Of a sudden, it's just like.
Yes.
Oh wow! Okay, cool. I feel
you guys
safe
never
now.
Like roll the dice on some like on world's greatest coffee or whatever.
I've rolled the dice. Definitely. Stopped through like Des Moines, Iowa. Like, hey, what's that? The coffee bean blast. All right, cool. Let's go in there. Then it's like usually garbage, but like
coffee bean blast sounds like a euphemism for just spraying.
Exactly.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I'll try. I actually like Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
I think they make good coffee.
I'm not mad at Tim Hortons.
Wow, a bunch of Canadian apologists on the podcast.
Other than that, I think Canada's like a little weird.
Do you do Dunkin' Donuts anymore, or you're just like, I'm just going to Starbucks strictly?
If there's a Starbucks available, like, you know, if there's a Starbucks in the neighborhood,
yeah,
I'm doing that over Dunkin'. But I'm not fully mad at Dunkin'.
No.
Yeah.
It has a specific taste.
Yeah, it does. It does have a specific taste. Low-key, McDonald's has a good coffee.
Wow.
I just
they
don't
do.
Like...
No, they do.
No, they really do, right? I just can't go in there because then I just want to eat the other things that aren't even like...
Right. Yeah.
By the way, I went
animals.
I went to Paris and I checked it out and the quarter pounder is indeed... Oh, no, Big Mac is a royale with cheese. Whatever. Whatever they say in the movie is correct.
Yeah?
Yep, I checked it out. They have like an ATM and it's for real, even though I can't remember which one
it's
it is.
What? It's what?
You ever seen Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. Years ago. Oh. Yeah.
When he says at the beginning, like, I think it is a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, and they say it royale, like, royale with cheese.
Yeah.
But it's not right? Big Mac? I don't know.
No, because that's Le Big
Paris.
Mac.
Oh, yeah, Le Big Mac.
Paris?
Wow. Yeah, Paris, yeah.
The Kentucky Fried Chicken things, the steroid. Did you guys see those things?
No, what happened?
Oh God!
What
with the cloning? They're like cloning chickens. Like, bro.
I mean,
like really, like there's people, like pictures have leaked out of their like.
So if you're
what a scientific like you know amazing discovery.
Yeah, but like, is it a chicken then? Think about it for a second. It technically is, right? Like, okay, we're just using a chicken to make a chicken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you clone it?
Yeah, it's a chicken.
Yeah.
There's
something weird about eating a chicken
that didn't grow up.
Yeah. Right.
No soul.
Yeah, you ain't been through nothing, yo.
You ain't been through nothing.
Now, you don't know that you eat one of these, right?
What your feathers be like?
Shout out to our guy, Combat Jack. I heard you guys on there. You do mention the greatest story, which maybe our listeners don't listen to Combat Jack. Would you please tell the story about when you were in El Paso, I think it was?
Okay.
And the tour bus left without you?
Oh, yeah. Pizza Hut.
Oh, Pizza Hut life.
Because, like, I know maybe in that moment it wasn't great.
And that's... and that, yo,
but it's the best story.
No, oh my God. It was horrible. It was horrible, but, like, it speaks to, like, what Il just said about, like, familiarity. Like, so, like... The Starbucks, for me, it was Pizza Hut. And it was early. And it's like, you know, after like a long drive and like the Foreman grill looking disgusting to you and like 7-Eleven's looking the same. I was just like, it was like an oasis, like, ah! And they must have just opened or whatever. So the bus driver gets off to use the bathroom, but everybody's knocked out. I get off. I'm going to Pizza Hut being like a fat kid, but whatever. Like, so they just got open. So like nothing's ready. But I thought the bus driver saw me. Like, I really thought he saw me get off. Like, and he usually walks in the back, checks. He didn't do it this time. So I'm waiting there for, like, a fucking pepperoni personal pan. It's like 15, 20 minutes. I come out, gone. There's nothing there. Like, just picture, like, heat. Like, you know you could, when you look at the floor and you can see, like, steam.
Yeah, the steam.
Yeah, the steam off the floor, like.
Truck is gone.
And it's been gone.
Yeah.
Because when I finally got it, in contact with them, they were like 30 minutes out. Fuck, like, yo, fuck. So now I'm sitting at the end of the road with my personal pizza. It's like 8:12 in the morning, like being fat. Fuck. And yo, I was just sitting there. But it was like a scary little feel on the low. Yeah. Like, I was playing it off, but I'm like, yo, I'm in the middle of nowhere at a Pizza Hut.
Rapper Joel Ortiz found dead at Pizza Hut.
Fat slob couldn't wait, therefore.
And the rest of the guys gave you shit.
Yeah, hell, oh my God. They were laughing at me. Oh my God, that was like a joke for like weeks.
They didn't just give you shit. They gave you a coffee bean blast.
Yo, but I was mad too, though. Like, it's funny, but I was like super mad too. Like, yo, how you ain't gonna check? Like, like just like, oh, you didn't notice I was gone. It's me.
I'm one quarter of you guys.
And they weren't up, though.
That's amazing. Crazy.
That might have been, like, their way of kicking you out of the group.
Yeah, oh, they tried. But I was persistent. I kept calling, like, no,
nope.
Don't get me.
Was there a chance that you would have taken, like, a car or car service or something to get to them?
Excuse me.
You'd have to rent a car, I think, right?
Hitchhike, something.
Back then, we didn't have the money. Hey, yeah, next show's in, freaking New Orleans. Let me get an Uber from El Paso. Uber. Thanks. What'd you say it was again?
Yeah, you need like a code for that.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys, how are you releasing this new album, Human?
So it's released like any other album. You have physicals,
right?
You know, Best Buy, Amazon, all that stuff.
Right.
Digital, you know, iTunes,
LimeWire,
all that shit.
Free.
Yeah.
No, actually, it's LimeWire proof.
Oh, LimeWire proof. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, regular rollout, and it's coming out on my label.
That's awesome.
Roseville Music Group.
And how do you do your distribution?
It's through Empire Distribution.
Cool.
Yeah.
Empire, like the TV show. No. Actually, we heard that there was like a
there was
a problem between Empire Distribution and Empire, the TV show.
There was big problem. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where they are. I think they might be still. You know,
it's gonna settle
that out. But yeah, it's crazy.
Sounds like you know the inside scoop.
I know the inside scoop. I know the inside scoop.
But how does it? What are the benefits of doing it your guys your own way? Like rather
that's
than,
the benefit.
What's that?
Absolutely doing it our way.
Oh, that's
our way. No one telling us to record this way. We need this kind of a rec. It's just
Eminem. Yeah.
No, no, totally not. M
Shouts
let us
to
do
everyone
what,
at Interscope.
No, M definitely let us do what the hell we wanted to do. Yeah. We just got super excited and thought we were M. Like, no, bring in more Skyler. We need more Skyler. No, but like, yeah, getting up with Ill, man. We're just vibing. This whole album was just a vibe. Like, it was just a big vibe session for a month.
Yeah,
like you know, play some beats, have something to eat, record. This is tough. Oh shoot, we got 9 records done. Want to call it an album?
Well, so how does it start? Like, are you just going in there to do one song?
I call it Ill. Yeah, after like House Slippers, you know, after I came back from tour, I was just so hype of like doing solo stuff because I hadn't done it in so long.
Yeah, yeah.
With Slaughterhouse, it's been like 4 years since I did Joel stuff.
Sure.
So after that was over, I was just like, no, more stuff. Like, so then I was like, let me call Ill, like, and see what Ill is up to. Maybe we can catch a vibe. And he was like, yo, what are you doing? I'm in the studio now. Come through. And I never left from over.
And so did anyone else come in that month? Were you working with anyone else, or was this just your only focus?
Yeah, maybe a few other people, but most of it was just like, you know, get up with Joel, do a song. Yo, what are you doing tomorrow? I'll be here. Come through, do another song. A couple days later, do it again. So it was just, I mean, I was in that mode. You know what I mean? Like, we literally locked in creatively together for the project, and we didn't realize we were actually doing a project until about halfway through, like, you know, 5-6 songs in.
Yeah,
we're just like, yo, let's finish this off and do a project.
That
and
sounds that like it. How like Run the Jewels started, where it was like one song, then like they started living together. Could you guys live together?
No, like roommates, like making into a TV show.
Yeah, one's clean, one's messy.
Not the case.
No, I live with my girl.
Right, yeah, I don't think that you know.
I like that.
Yo, do you guys ever watch like? You ever turn on like Music Choice or whatever? You know, they just play the music, but they have those facts on the side.
Yes,
Did you know?
Yeah,
like sometimes.
Oh, we love Did You Know?
Just to tune in to see like the ridiculous things, like Joel Ortiz likes to tie his shoes or like something
that.
Like, first of all, the only hip hop fact about Joel is that he's so smart that he skipped 9th grade.
Yes, I know. I watched that when they put that up. Like, I'm like, there's other stuff about me.
No, that's
just
that's
that one.
That's the
that's
one. That's
the
only hip hop.
But it's cool. My
one.
Mom likes that one. She's like, yeah, that's right. Let him put it up again.
Yeah. Have you guys found things on your Wikipedia pages that like were not true, just blatantly false?
A celebrity net worth is like, so I was like, what?
Where
do I have that at? And bring it to me now.
Yeah, bring it now.
Here, yeah.
Bring it now.
I could use that. Thanks. But yeah, like, so that's off. And I just think, like, I think you could just like call Wikipedia, right, and just update stuff like on your own. Like,
yeah, I think they have more quality control with Wikipedia now. But I've definitely seen like, I'll see shit and be like, kind of accurate, but like kind of off.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I haven't seen anything that was just like completely untrue.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm just happy.
Well,
like,
until later when I start updating both your pages.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm just happy we're in like an era where like age doesn't matter. Remember that? Like, remember before it was like, you're 30.
That's
it, kid. No more rap for you. Yeah. Remember that? Like, where it was just everybody was just lying, like, nah, I'm 22. Like, there was a whole thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Or they're like, I'd rather not say.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, you're comfortable with saying your age? Like, nah, I can get in the club.
Yeah.
I was reading. I've been doing a lot of research on Lil Wayne, and Lil Wayne back in 1997 was told to keep saying that he was 2 years younger than he actually was by Birdman. Like, it's in print.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy that
is. It's like he was playing Little League baseball. You know.
Yeah. He was definitely just like Danny Almonte.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And it's crazy because you see like these these country singers and these rock acts. They're touring at 65 and. No one cares.
Right.
It's just like, we're coming out still. Happy you're still doing music.
Yeah.
It was only like hip hop for a minute that honestly. Was just like, that's it.
It's crazy because hip hop is still super young. So it's like we haven't experienced yet, like, you know, Jay, 65 years old.
Right.
Like
we
haven't, just him as an example, like we're not there yet. So it's like we don't know what this is going to be like.
Right. It's not like people are like, oh my God, you're nearing 40. That's like, you know, super old anymore. Like,
no.
Well, ever since Jay said that 40 is the new 30.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I think there's room now for like you know, the kids who are Cole's age and Big Sean and even younger, and like the guys who are your age, and then the guys who are like Jay's age too. Right. There's like, you know, room for everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you talk about why you give your drum kits away for free right now and not like, like, don't you like?
I don't though. I definitely charge.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I was I was like, where you caught a coupon?
Yeah, you got a coupon. Wait.
Yo, we're heavy on LimeWire. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even gonna front. Like, you can, if you dig deep enough, pause. Like, you can find the kits for free. But yeah, I definitely do the whole, you know, retail charge, okay, digital thing. So yeah, it's official.
So people still have to like go to your computer and like try to, you know, steal it from your computer to actually get it for free.
Absolutely. Okay, good. Yeah. Right. Or they can, you know, if someone buys it and decides to throw it on a BitTorrent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, right. Right.
Because once it's digital, it's digital. So. But yeah, it's good, man. You know, shout to all the producers out there that fuck with the Blab Kits, man.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a really good time. Every time on that we do this podcast, mm-hmm. we have an artist freestyle. So
every
I just
time.
Think it's a good time just for you time. To just do like 100 bars. So yeah. Just a quick 100.
A light 100 bars.
Gotcha, yeah. Yo.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with it. For real, yo. Fuck it. In like 10 minutes, though.
Yeah,
I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, 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 a couple yeah, minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
We were down at Bonnaroo, and the Roots were performing, and they have two sort of separate like trailers. One is for Questlove, and one is for like all the other Roots, right? And it's because Questlove listens to like,
yeah, like erudite, like, you know, like high minded music, and then everybody else listens to like Future and Turn Up sort of stuff,
mm-hmm. right?
And so I was wondering, like, everybody talks about how, like, there's lyrical rap and there's less so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
mm-hmm.
like, more space in
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the question is, like, do you listen to more bass stuff, or is it just strictly?
No, I listen to everything. I mean, I just like music that moves me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it makes me feel like, you know, I want to go out and fucking get a fat ass in front of me,
mm-hmm.
or I feel like, you know, just zoning out and just putting the headphones on and dimming the light in my room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's different scenarios for different music in my life.
Sure.
You know, so I mean, my preference, I always like to take something away from it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I'm zoning out in the crib, it's probably not going to be like the spaced out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more room I want to like take something away from it. So yeah, and the crib is more message music.
What happens when you're driving around?
Driving around, it's like usually like Sirius or mm-hmm. something like that. Just like,
yeah, the 80s station.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Exactly.
To like, you know, the Go-Go's. Yeah, I got it.
No, but real talk, like I've lately, like this particular summer, I've been listening to like Keisha Cole's old first joint.
Yeah,
are you going through a Jones
breakup?
Yeah. No. I just miss like those records that you can tell whoever was singing was really going through something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, not like the slew of hit writers in the studio and then we got a pop record that's gone.
Right.
Just the one that's like number 8 and you're like, damn, I know she really misses that guy, yo. Like, yeah. I don't know, just windows down, like just pain music for the summer. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Yo. See, that's the kind of music too that you remember. Like, you know when you hear like a pop smash and like you can tell it was 8 different writers in the room and it was like strategic and robotic, like, okay, we have a bridge and then a post hook and then the repetitive whatever.
Are you talking about Slaughterhouse Records? A million writers on those.
our whole process? Thanks.
Yeah. The whole process.
I hate it when there's 4 guys on a song. Yeah, totally.
I hate it when there's 4 awesome rappers on a song. No, but you can tell when you hear a song and it's genuine or not, you know?
Sure.
But, like, I'm with Joel, man. Like, anything that has some kind of energy to it that makes you feel a certain way,
sure,
I'm with that, man. And, like, my palate is all over the place. Like, I listen to everything.
Well, how about this breakup song, I Keep Forgetting, by Michael McDonald?
Classic.
Like, but not only classic, you kill it whenever you perform it live.
Yeah,
which
man.
Is like, it's taken in a comedy.
You've never seen that, right? Like, no. Me do that? Oh,
no,
God.
I haven't, actually.
Yo, so every time on this podcast, we ask somebody to perform Michael McDonald's I Keep Forgetting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
One of the best songs ever, though.
No, it really is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love that song.
And when you've been out of-
You don't even have to say the word.
There it is. There it is.
But like to see it performed live on stage is the greatest thing by Joel.
Yo,
like,
and it,
are we doing that when we go on tour?
Oh my! I might have to bring back.
We might have to bring that out.
Yo, but it started out like at like a rehearsal, like you know, and that's just like what was in my headphones. Mm-hmm. So we're on stage, we're getting ready for a Slaughterhouse show, and Roy's hears me like, are you listening? To-? I'm like, yeah. And then I got that's on a mic and did it, and then it was just like a thing. So like mid show, I was just like, yo. And I didn't tell anybody. I was just like, yo, I got an idea, man. Like, I want to do something different. And everybody was just looking. I was just like, and I did it. Live show. And the crowd was like, yo.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
We're definitely doing that.
Yeah. You have to.
We're fucking doing fun, man.
Do you do that at karaoke?
I do Carl Thomas Summer Rain.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I got my go-to.
You're like right. The 98 to 100.
Like, while everybody's doing like Poison. What? I just come out of nowhere. Do-do-do-do-do-do. And I just look over like. With a little wink.
Yo, we were at a friend's birthday party. Was it like this past like fall or something like that? And we did Donnell Jones.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Where I Want to Be.
Where I Want to Be.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the problem well with that. Yeah. The problem with that is that we were in a room full of white people and they were just like, what is
what are you doing?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
More Journey, please.
I know. Yeah.
Wow.
Big mistake. We have done karaoke with Joe Budden,
mm-hmm.
who kills Jodeci.
Yeah.
Does he? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nasty. Yeah.
Like, what's Forever My Lady?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, really good. And this is, like, in a room with, like, industry people, and he's just, like, doing him. It was amazing.
Yo, I love karaoke, too, man.
Karaoke's great.
It's fun.
Me being Asian, you mm-hmm. know, you would expect that I'm heavy on.
You know all the spots.
I know everything.
Yeah.
30 seconds. Where to go, where not to go.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Karaoke blap kit coming soon.
Yeah. Coming soon, baby.
Wait, so have you guys announced your tour yet?
We
yes.
did.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So where are you starting? Where is it going to go?
The first spot, I believe, is Stanhope, New Jersey.
Cool.
And then, you know, going all the way out west and coming back home.
Yeah.
So we have Stanhope on the 22nd.
Yeah, 22nd.
I believe. And then
Brooklyn the 23rd.
Brooklyn 23rd. That's going to be insane.
And that's
then,
the tour.
Then, and then it begins. Yeah,
and then we go home.
Yeah,
then,
yeah.
And then that's it.
Took you around
when
New York.
As far west as New Jersey.
Yeah.
We're doing
that. That's right.
The Borough Tour.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, but in all honesty, we do. What do we do? West. We go west, and then we end at, we come back and we end in Boston, I think. So
it's dope.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Are you traveling with anyone, or is it just you guys? How does it?
You two in a van.
Us two, you know.
You two in an Uber.
Driver/road manager.
Yep.
A really cool dude, Steve, is like going to help mm-hmm. out and stuff like that. And nice. Then
does that mean Steve doesn't get paid?
Yo, Steve gets paid. Everybody gets paid. Crumbs.
Like,
we all
cool
get crumbs.
We're all
doing this for crumbs.
It's crumb tour.
But it's love. It's love, yo.
Yeah,
it's
human.
So cool.
We're keeping it real, human.
Be real, yo.
Free show.
We don't need money. You heard?
No money.
Gas. We got the gas.
Yo, you got that loud.
I know. Yeah.
Are you the best singer in Slaughterhouse?
Nah, probably. I think Royce is probably the best singer.
Really?
What?
Yeah, like, listen to, like, his melodic hooks.
Yo.
Either that or he knows, like, little
Wait,
tricks.
You guys have melodic hooks?
Yeah, Royce has melodic hooks, yo. He has, like, hooks where he, like, puts levels of, I don't know, it's not singing, but it's just, like, you know, those war chants?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like a many men,
yep.
for instance. Like, yep. And he can fluctuate pretty well.
Yeah. But speaking of many men and 50 Cent, Illmind
mm-hmm.
were affiliated with G-Unit.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come to be?
I'll give you the short version. So I used to do this this showcase, which started in 2002, called Beat Society.
Yeah.
And it was like literally the first producer-driven showcase ever. It was, you know, four producers on stage with their equipment. And back then it was like, you know, MPCs, keyboards, stuff like that. No laptops or iPhones. So it was four producers on stage. And this is before I ever got any placements or anything. And so I got called to do the show in Philadelphia. And it was their third show. And on the bill, this was late 2002. On the bill was me, 88 Keys,
dope.
DJ Fury, and Kanye West.
Oh.
This was
but
before.
But name somebody that people know.
Okay. And and little old me, you know, little Filipino guy from Jersey. And so I did it. And this was, you know, this was like post Blueprint, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
So like Kanye was out there.
Yep.
But pre college dropout.
Sure.
And so super awesome night, super memorable. So one of the hosts of the show, my homegirl Steph, she knew a guy by the name of D. Prosper. And so
he said this with the short version too, right? I'm here. I'm here.
Yo, you guys
the short one
of,
is 30.
Yeah, yeah, short
but
30,
the real is 2.
You got you have a lot of time in the car coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. So So Steph passed along one of my beat CDs to D Prosper. Fast forward to 2005, I get a MySpace message.
Wow.
From D Prosper. Yo, Illmind, I heard a beat CD from Steph from Beat Society. I love your shit. I love the shit with Little Brother, blah, blah, blah. I'm the, you know, VP A&R unit. Send me some beats I'm working on, blah, 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 blah. So I send him like 30 of my hottest joints. I get a message back on MySpace. Yo, your shit is dope. Sha Money wants to meet you. Here's my number. Hit awesome. Me up. So I hit him up on a text. I'm like, yo, what's up? It's Illmind. What's good? Like, I'm definitely with it. So then, like, 3 days later, I go to this studio in I think it was on the west side of the city, and I meet Sha Money. And so I go up to this rooftop, and D Prosper is there, Sha Money is there, and I'm, like, talking to Sha, and the first thing Sha tells me, he was like, yo, man. What you be smoking, man? Your shit is fire. Like you like the Filipino
that's
fire.
So shy,
he called. You know with his little head thing. Like, yeah. You know? So he was like, yo, you like the Filipino fire. And I was like, yo, Sha, appreciate it. And then that was it. I signed a little production deal with him.
That's
and
awesome.
I kept it moving. So
and then you picked up all of G Unit's beefs.
And then I picked up all the beefs. You know, got shot a couple times. No, I'm only kidding. But shout to all them, man.
Yeah.
Shout to D.
Yeah. We did a podcast with all of the new G Unit. Actually, Kid was not there. So like,
you know, it was all the old G Unit.
Yeah, but I mean, like, yeah, it was all the old G Unit.
But it was like this year. So yeah, we sat down with them for Billboard,
mm-hmm.
and this was what like earlier this year.
Yeah. So 50 walks in and super
friendly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yaya walks in like the nicest person ever.
Dude, they're so nice.
Yeah. Bart walked in and he was awesome.
Yeah.
And then Lloyd Banks
walks up to me and he goes, I know you. I don't like you. You made fun of me. Don't make me beat you up. And then he sits on the opposite side of the room.
And they're like, this is great start, first
and I
of
go,
all.
I'm like, did I make
he
fun
was
of
serious?
Him? Yeah, I was wow. like, I was like, I don't think I made fun of him. I know I made fun of 50. Turns out, yes. And in every meeting we talk about this.
Yeah, we did a video, our second video ever back in 2007. First video we did was called Deconstructing Biggie, where we took the Biggie line, your mag's my style, you're admiring, don't be mad, UPS is hiring. Looked at it from the UPS drivers who hated it, and the DHL and the FedEx guys who thought it was the greatest thing in the world, right? Fine. Then the second video,
we threw an early retirement party for Lloyd Banks. Yeah. And so that.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Man.
Like, empty conference room with, like, sad streamers. Fuck. His face was on a cake. It said, good luck, Banks. Like, yeah. So apparently.
He wasn't thrilled. And he wasn't thrilled, I would
say. The greatest
thing,
though, was that we did the video. And, like, you know, we come at it from a roasting perspective. And we really know hip hop and we love it. So what we were doing then was just, like, sort of giving this alternative take. And everyone on Nah Right thought it was either Cameron going after Banks, like in finding, like, you know, us. Like,
yeah, like these two, like, Jewish kids from Westchester just being like, oh, like, these are our conduits for,
right.
for
or,
taking down
or that it
Lloyd
was
Banks.
Game yeah. going after Banks. And it was just like, it
wow.
just helped our views, clearly. But, like, yeah. 7 years later, we run into Banks, and he has a long memory and watches everything on the internet. So,
wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, we cleared it up. And
yeah. Good. Yeah. Good.
No, actually, by the end of the podcast, he was really awesome. And really,
yeah. He posed next to me in a picture.
That's true.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Those guys are just so.
Shout out to the unit.
Superhuman, yeah. man. They're so cool. Like, especially Fifth and like Yayo.
Yeah.
Like, those guys just show so much love. I mean, I'm not going to front. I was super intimidated when I first met Fifth. Like,
yeah.
Like, yo, that's. He's yep. right in front of me. This
he's
is crazy.
The most intense individual.
I get that from him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, he's super passionate. Like, the first time I met him was when he wanted to play me the songs that he recorded to in person. And it was, you know, and we were kind of connecting on that level. And it was just, he's just like a good dude. You know
That's
what
awesome.
I mean? I
yeah.
get that from him. So shout yeah. to the G Unit.
Did you, when you first met Dr. Dre, was that like, an awe sort of inspiring moment? I mean, how did you sort of handle that?
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, you got no choice but to like either like look like a dick or play it off. So I played it off like to the best I could. I was just like, oh, this shit, this is crazy. And it's funny because like I never thought I could like group out, like be a group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you like when you're in the presence of like such like success and like celebrated people, man, it's just tough to remain grounded. Like, sure. It's just like, oh, yeah. Shit. This is Dr. Dre. Same thing happened with Eminem.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. And the same thing with Fifth when I met Fifth at his office.
When did you first meet Eminem?
The first time I met, when we signed. Yeah, it was like, you know, I guess M only pops around when it's business time.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, the XXL cover shoot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, it was just like, all right, yeah, cool, let's do this deal. All right, let's take some pictures for XXL. I was just like, and then I was just like, oh, he like signed like a dollar bill. It's up in, it's still in the office or whatever. He's like, this is you guys advance. I thought that was funny as hell.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so. I didn't know that. But yeah, when you're around these people, it's just like, oh shit, man, because you see so much of them, and you know, you watch the awards and you watch them give away awards and receive awards and just the accolades, and then you're in the studio waiting for them to come in, and it's covered with like, you know, plaques and like, you know, three people you get to before you're sitting in record one, and then Dre comes in, what's good, and you're just like, Doc!
Yeah, man. Yo, and it just, it never gets old. Like, it never goes away.
Yeah.
You know, like same situation with Jabal with me. Like, when I've had the pleasure of working with Dre. I was doing a lot of work last year, and I would fly out to L.A., you know, every other month and lock in with them for, like, 3-4 days. And every time he walked in, it was just like, oh,
Dre.
You know,
was
that
he wearing white Air Force Ones?
Yeah.
He was.
He was. Yeah, but and he's another one too, like, just it's Dre, and his energy is just so intense, passion, you know, all that, and it's amazing every time. It never gets old.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a second to shout out our friends at Casper.
Casper is making the dopest mattresses on the planet, obsessively engineered at shockingly fair prices. Anywhere from $500 for a twin size mattress to $950 for a king size, you are just not gonna beat that.
You're not. And Jeff, if you're laying down on anything other than a Casper, you are kidding yourself. Casper's latex foam and memory foam technology come together to provide just the right sink, just the right bounce, and most importantly, better nights and brighter days, which I believe was also the name of a Bubba Sparks album.
And unlike getting a Bubba Sparks album, buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free. Try sleeping on a Casper mattress for 100 days with free delivery and painless returns. Casper mattresses are all made in America, so shouts to them and shouts to us for that.
Yeah. Get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/waste and use that promo code WASTE.
Terms and conditions apply, and let's get back to the show.
Did you fly to Hawaii for any Kanye sessions?
No, okay. I didn't. I didn't. Yeah.
Did not. Have you run into him in person since 2002?
Yeah.
Because I know obviously he used, you know, your beat, but like face to face, was it? Have you ever had that moment where you're like, do you remember this panel back in Philly?
I did.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mentioned it to him at the Watch the Throne party that he did at the museum.
Yeah.
I was there with Symbolic One and 88.
Yeah.
I was there with Eric.
Yeah.
You were there?
Yeah.
That was insane.
I wasn't there.
Fuck.
Well, you were there in spirit.
Yeah.
Yes.
That shit was bananas.
I was
bananas.
Giving roses away in front.
Can I just say the two best listening sessions that I think we can agree on that we've ever been to are there was a Big Sean listening for his first album, which was at the Standard Hotel, and they turned off all the lights and had these projections and just sat everyone facing one direction like you're in a movie theater, right? And then the Watch the Throne one, which was at the Planetarium.
There it is,
You know, again, you're in the total dark listening to music that's just being
like immersed in like this extra planetary sort of experience.
But like,
amazing.
You know, I mean, just turning off the lights like cuts out conversation, because at every listening party it's just a chance for like all these journalists to get together and hang out and eat food.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And like they never take in the music unless they like have them on headphones or something.
That's true.
So to have it like in a place where it's like forcing you to listen makes all the difference.
Yeah, it's just an experience. Like you, all of your senses get cut out, and you know, also they have like 10 speakers blaring, and you're feeling the bass, and then you see the stars on the ceiling. It's like, damn, like you have to take it all in. So.
I will say I had a very tough time at that listening. I had to write it up for, I think, Rolling Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And all the lights are off, and they took away all our phones.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, shit.
We had to, like, put them in a basket.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But all your notes must have just been like...
It was all gibberish.
Well, at our listening, we gave away phones like Metro PCS.
Yeah, you know.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
We gave phones away. We
gave phones.
You were on 125th.
Yeah. And it came with Obama minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, We should have did that though. Yo, for real,
that
for real.
Tough,
yo,
right?
All right, so now we have two ideas. We have that one.
Yeah.
And we have you doing the Michael McDonald stuff on tour.
There you go. There you
We're going to figure everything out tonight, guys.
Mean. That's it. That's it. So mean.
Okay, so in every podcast, we have somebody rap for 45 minutes. So,
yeah.
Just I think 45 minutes. Wouldn't it be ill if the producer rapped? Like, I get the beat right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you come up rapping?
No.
Okay.
No. Never. I started as a DJ.
Yeah.
And I actually, funny story, I never really told anyone this, but I did make a rap album. In high school. Yeah. In my mom's basement, when I was still living at home, I was rapping into a closet over my beats.
Yo.
Yeah. And there's one CD. There's one. This was like 90.
Wait, does this CD still exist?
96. That's it's in my mom's basement.
No.
Yeah.
Yo, from here to Boston, like, you guys have a lot of time to break down the CD.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, you'll never hear it ever again.
So. Oh,
you can't find Black LimeWire.
Yeah. No LimeWire.
Well, what was your rap name?
It was Black Rap.
Your name is spelled out exclamation point LLMIND.
Yep.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'll tell you two reasons.
Short story again?
Short story. Back in the womb.
Yeah. Joel, if you want to freestyle, we get it. Yeah, I was like, wait.
I'm trying to kill time for you.
Do you.
So back in my day. Nah.
Four scores.
Two things. One, I just wanted to incorporate something unique with my name. And so a homie of mine, this cat Naturel, who does artwork and stuff, he did the logo for me. And I'm not even going to front, like, he was the one that thought of it. So he sent me the logo with the exclamation point, and I was just like, yo, that's my thing. Yeah. You know, and this was back, I would say probably 07 is when it flipped, 08. And I just ran with it. And it's cool because, like, If you search that, like, in all the search engines, it's always going to be me.
Yeah.
And the only other thing that comes up if you type Illmind with the regular I is Hobson, because of the whole Illmind of Hobson series thing. Right. But shout to Hobson and all of them.
Do you, when you put your number in people's phones, do you write exclamation point LL?
You know what? I do.
Okay, yeah.
And the reason why I do is because I come up first because it's a symbol first.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Yo, when you put Joel, only me because of the two L's.
Yeah, that's true.
And sometimes the cable song, the Latin one.
Okay.
877-399.
Oh, that's great. Oh, man.
No, but that's cool. We got two names that on search engines, like, there's no other two L's.
There's no one else.
Yo, but Joel Ortiz.
And both our names have two L's.
Exactly.
Oh, yo, exactly. Another cool fact.
Yeah. Boom.
And we both have minds.
Yo. Yo, get Music Choice on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
We actually could.
Yeah.
Next album name, Joel.
Joel. Oh. Joel.
Yo, that'd be dope. Do you have enough material to do that?
We have plenty of material.
Yeah, though. we got some ish.
Plenty of material.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Lying. We have nothing.
Okay. It's like, fuck.
So wait, so you do not use a producer tag?
Do you mean like a thing in,
like,
the song?
Like an alchemist or like a...
Yeah.
I don't, man. No,
it's
I don't.
It's a nitty beat.
I never really cared for one or like tried to do one. You know, it just never really was my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like with the producer tag, as long as it sounds cool, then you should probably do it. Like, I love Justice League's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Mustard.
Mustard, Cardiac.
Yeah.
You know, I love, like, The Business.
Yeah.
A-Rab, The Business.
A-Rab, yes.
Yeah.
It's dope. So, you know, I mean, Just Blaze.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of A-Rab and Just Blaze, where are we at with the next Slaughterhouse album?
It's done.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we should ask everyone at Interscope what's up.
No, we're about to, like, get the campaign going, to be honest with you.
Oh, awesome.
Like, I think it's happening organically with, we have a record called RNS on the Southpaw soundtrack, and it ended up being, like, a single. So, like, you know, we just got finished shooting a vid for that, and, like, that's going to go out and stuff. And I think me and Ill's Human Project is also going to, like, spearhead, you know, the talks of like, you know,
sure
stuff like that.
I mean,
that
people
again.
Are already asking this guy, that's right? Yeah, literally asking.
Yeah, so like, I mean, we have an amazing body of work done, to be honest with you. Like, we did a ton of recording, and we're done. It's just so much stuff has happened in between the last release with, like, Prime and, like,
all
of us doing solo stuff, and then Total Slaughter having a mind of its own, like, and then M releasing again. So it's not like, yo, hold tight. It's everyone's been busy.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's not like one of those things like, I guess they're not hot. It's just been like other things happening.
Sure.
But like, I think we're slated to release the end of this year.
Oh, dope.
Yep.
Like, do you guys, you find, like, because you can do everything yourselves, how do you find going back to something like that where it's like you got to, you know, get all the ducks in a row, you know, and you have a whole machine working with you rather than like you guys make all the decisions yourself, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. When did you guys actually record this, by the way?
March.
And so it's such a quick turnaround in like, you know, comparison to.
Yeah. Well, we were really big on like capturing the moment.
Yeah.
And getting the music for that moment out. Because a lot of times, like, you know, you sit around and it's just like, that line's dated.
Right.
Or like, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah.
So like capturing the moment was big to us. So, like once we got done and we realized this was going to be an album, we automatically was like, all right, let's put it out. Let's get it going. Yeah.
And it was great because like we didn't record like 80 songs and then pick our favorites. It was just like we recorded 12 songs and the album ended up being 11 songs. Mm-hmm. So it was just like,
did the 12th one just suck?
Actually, no, like, but we have some, you know, in the chamber for that one, I think. But
we're ill.
We're Joel. 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 With the Filipino accent.
Yeah, Joel.
So in addition to like us loving every song and then being able to just make the decision of like, all right, let's put it out on my label. Fuck it. And then calling Empire and they're on board. And then like management is on board and the attorneys and everything. And just being hands-on with everything, like deciding how the artwork should look and then turning that around overnight. And then, you know, doing the track list. And then I mixed the entire album. So shout to my man, Chris Borner, who masters all the Sky Zoo stuff and everything. Yeah. His turnaround was like 24 hours. So
really?
I sent him the album. We had the masters in our inbox a day later.
That's
so
awesome.
It was just everything, everyone communicating and turning things around so quickly. We were able to record in March and have the album out, you know, a few months later. So that's the beautiful part about being independent too, is just knowing exactly what's happening and not waiting an additional 6 months for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? So.
That's awesome. I think we're in a time, we're in like a, you know, an era where like so much is happening that if you're slated to release far from your buzz, that's a danger zone.
Yeah.
Like the whole 6 month rollout thing is out of here, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, yo, it's done. Strike while it's hot and let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened with like Krayshawn and like all these people where it's like you were hot for that moment and then they get the album a year later and it's like
yeah,
you're done.
No, yeah. So we were big on like, yo, announce.
Yeah.
Get it going. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, and also too, like, you know, it's one producer and one artist. So it's you know, when you're dealing with, you know, having to hire a bunch of different producers, first of all, figuring out who to get A&Rs, you know, listening to beat tapes and MP3 folders and then trying to bring it all together. Like, that's a long process. And then by the time you collect all the music,
and then
you got to record it.
The legalities behind it. All right, we picked this. Well, send over
who's
this.
Who's got what percentage?
Yeah, exactly. So I just used Ill. Ill charged me $1 million. You know what I mean?
He looked $1 million
out.
A beat?
He looked out.
Yeah. Reasonable.
Yeah. No.
Well, you've seen his celebrity net worth.
Yeah.
So you know.
I know all of the information.
So he was like, yo, I'll do $1 million package for you.
Just $1 million.
Yeah.
And I do these things with my voice, too, like with my rhymes. Where like I'll just use my rhyme for a chorus, like, because I'm ill too.
It's not
only about Illmind over
no,
here.
That's
whatever. Listen, back to Illmind.
Yeah.
No, but so like, by the way, there was never any intention of making you freestyle. Nobody's ever freestyled on this thing. But when you are asked to freestyle on like different radio shows, like, do you have freestyles prepared, or are you coming off the dome, or what?
Yeah, I don't come off the dome. I don't like to come off the dome. Only because I feel like my best work is work I thought about.
Yeah.
So if I can't think about it in that second.
Right.
It's not like, you know, it's not as special to me. I'm going to do is like be limited to looking around the room and making people
usual
laugh
suspects,
from like clever. Like, oh, he mentioned my shirt and my hat.
Right.
Like, as opposed to like something like that you could take from, like, oh man, he gave that away for free. Like, this kid's retarded.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd much rather do that.
Yeah. Like, you're discounting in that scenario, you're discounting the fact that you're an excellent writer.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And I think people yeah. should
I don't know.
That.
I think people like to hear like, my name is Joe Well, I'm here to say. Like that yeah, sort of like, thing. Like
every day. Yeah. No, we're on its way. Like, all right, cool. It's like, all right, cool.
Yo, it'd actually be really funny though if you were like looking at your phone while you rapped in that like
and
cadence,
like
too.
That, like if you were yeah. horrible Yo. While looking.
Yo, could we actually like script that out next time you're on Sway?
What? Like,
and he asks you to do like Five Fingers of Death or whatever. Yeah, can we like, have, can we Eric and I actually like write a thing where it's just
that'd be
like,
crazy.
That'd
be yeah, so let's funny. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. That would be fucking nuts. No, but you don't ask some fucking. This is how I equate it to. Like, you don't interview a Hollywood. You don't interview Spielberg and say, write a movie right now.
Right, 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 right.
Exactly.
Like, it's just, you just like.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I haven't met him, but like, yeah, I would.
Yeah. Like, let me see what you can come up with right now.
Are you upset that you put out this album, Human, before you got a chance to record something having to do with Jason Pierre-Paul's hand?
Oh, my God. No. That's so crazy,
it
though.
Is crazy.
Like, come on, Jay.
Like.
You got to call him Jay at that point. Like, come on,
Jay. It was
Jay.
Fireworks, right?
It was
yeah, fireworks.
And by the way, not only him, but then there was a Tampa Bay Buccaneer who also, like, blew a couple fingers
Jesus.
Off.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, neither one of those beat. There was a kid in Pittsburgh that tried to, like.
Oh, yeah.
Put the fireworks
oh
on his head.
Oh, my God. Come
yeah.
on, dude.
Listen. Yeah. Well, since Joel is worth the most money out of all of us here, as seen on Celebrity Net Worth.
That's right. That's right.
You don't make any more mistakes, right? You choose like to live your life sort of by like all the guidelines and never make mistakes, right?
The hell no. I make mad mistakes, dude. But I'm not like – I don't know, man. I think there's just certain things like you got to be like more careful about. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, I don't know. But everything about Jason Pierre-Paul shit says he was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk and lighting yeah. fireworks don't.
No,
especially with the yeah. money you have, you're not lighting little like jumping jacks. You're lighting mortars,
right?
Yeah, like
right.
you know, you have lighting the shit that you can keep up with Macy's. You have that money.
Well, yeah. I've watched Fox News and they say this is a country at war.
No, he had a U-Haul full of fireworks.
Oh my God! Bro.
Wow, true story.
True story.
Wow.
Yeah, like holy in pictures shit. And everything, and then but I feel like you know how they say like especially with like ball players, they're like don't drive drunk. Like you have enough money. Get someone to drive you from...
And they can drive drunk, yeah.
They can drive drunk. No, but you should have someone else, like, hire someone to light your fireworks for you. Or, right. like, I don't know, get a professional.
Like, or just... The fun part about fireworks is watching them, not lighting them. When you were eight, yeah. lighting them was everything. But now as an adult, just like, yeah, I put this on.
Yeah.
I put this show on. That's supposed to be the yeah. high. Yeah. Like, look, everyone, Jay came in the neighborhood with a U-Haul. Like, it's not like, yo, got it.
Is that Jay him or Jay you?
No, Jay him. It's not like, yo, anybody got a match? Like, yeah. what are you
no,
doing, dude?
No.
It's just like, yeah, you got to think about things a little bit more.
Yeah.
So you do like fireworks. I don't like fireworks.
I think fireworks look great when you're looking up at them, like lighting them and all that. I'm not really with that, and I don't like being close to them.
It's yeah. also like turning into a pissing contest, too, like with the neighbors. Like, who's got the... You
For
know,
sure.
the yeah. biggest show.
Yeah.
You have
yeah.
a problem with your neighbors?
I've seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. No.
It's like, oh, Jim's got mortars.
Jim's got mortars. Bring out the rockets.
Do you guys do that with Christmas lights? Like,
I don't
know. Nah.
No,
nah, but when
neither
I
do we.
Yeah. Nah, yeah.
I've always been like super. I always grew up like super apartment. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
for the projects. And then when I moved out of the projects, I went into apartments. So yeah. I'm like, lights, it right. doesn't really, you know, it's more yeah. house life. I still have never got a house.
Slaughter house life.
Yeah, house, like, I think house is, like, me personally, I think house is, like, later in life. Like, later. Like,
what are you,
just
what are you
me.
Saying about Joe?
What?
Joe's living in a house and has been lived in a house.
Yeah, but he doesn't have any furniture.
He does not
oh
have any furniture.
Oh, my God. You guys were there?
Yeah.
By the way, it's one of Eric's favorite things that the more money that, like, rappers have, the less furniture they have in their houses.
If you'd have went to my place, you would have just heard echoes, dude.
Yeah.
That's how I'm getting it. Yo. There's nothing. It's just carpet life. I lay on the carpet, bro.
Carpet life.
Yo, we actually, I'll say this. I don't know how rich Max B was at the time, but we went up to Max B's place in the Bronx, right, to shoot a video where we were playing Scrabble with him because, you know, he had all these words like ow.
And wavy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so we played Scrabble with him. It was a weird night, by the way. It was.
I know you were thinking that us playing Scrabble with Max B would be like
a normal
night.
Thing.
Yeah.
We went up there. They had nothing but an ottoman and a desk for a Pro Tools rig. Like, that was it.
And like eight of his dudes were sitting 2 feet off screen just being like, just like ice grilling us. Like, not happy that we were there with a giant Scrabble board.
Yeah.
And taking up their time with Max B. It was the weirdest night.
Yeah.
And, right. And Ron Artest was supposed to be there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Yeah. It was a weird night.
Anyway, I got yelled at for not taking my shoes off, and there was nothing in this apartment.
Like that, that was the best. It was just like,
wow. This is, so this, that's a trend you guys are seeing. Like more, just, the more money, the less.
Yeah,
stuff.
We've been furniture? To Mac Miller's place out in L.A. Like no furniture,
no furniture.
Yeah. So does that mean Dre's just one like huge?
I think
room
a warehouse.
Of,
yeah.
Do
yeah,
you know that?
Yeah.
Have you
yeah.
been to Dre's place?
Yeah, I have. I have.
How much furniture?
And then
crazy.
I woke up.
Yeah.
No, but I
you've been to Eminem's place though.
No,
you have not. Mm-mm. Oh wow.
I think everybody they. They guard their places. Like, I think that's the one place they're super regular human.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, okay.
So it's just like, you know, like, no, you're not going to see my fucking wash rags.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
They're super regular human. You're just regular
yeah,
human.
Yeah, I don't care. You can come to my fucking place. Whatever.
Well, we had Fat Trell on, right? And he's played basketball down at, like, Rick Ross's place with, like, French Montana and, like, mm-hmm. DJ Khaled and, like, all the MMG guys. Like, in our heads, we just want to imagine that, like, you know, there's these like barbecues where like all the rappers get together and like just hang. Like Slaughterhouse does not do that.
Or, no, well we do
Joe
that.
Joe Budden does kickball games.
He does, and he has
Joe
pool
does
parties.
That. He does. Yeah.
Have you been to a Joe Budden pool party?
I have been okay, to a Joe okay, Budden okay. pool party. no, we hang out at the studio with him though. Like we'll
sure.
cook out at the studio. He has the trinkets at the studio, the gym, the basketball court, all that's at the studio.
Just like so, a regular
yeah,
studio.
Yeah, just a regular just like studio with a full court.
Yeah,
you know. But, you know, the arcade, seriously.
Bowling alley.
Like arcade, know, like sort of tarded.
It's
like,
a mall. It's a mall.
It's pretty much, yeah.
You like, never have to leave.
Like, he could say, I'll be right back, I'm running to the bathroom, and that could take 12 minutes. Like long hallways, like, yeah, but like... No, I always thought, like, Joe has those little pool. I don't know if he does them anymore.
Right.
Little pool parties.
Yeah, they're big. They're big. Yeah. They're like,
but
I mean.
He does do kickball as well.
Yeah.
He
does kickball.
Yeah, he became a meme off of that.
You guys joking because his foot's broke? Or
No.
You haven't seen that picture?
Well, I've seen him play kickball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to set it a joke because his
also,
foot's broke.
But he bowls well, too. We've seen him bowl as well.
Yeah. Let me talk about that.
Okay.
First time me and Joe, like, you know, we're just getting acquainted. We just formed the group. We did a record. He's like, hey, quick. He still calls me quick.
Yeah.
The group calls me quick. Hey, you want to go bowling? I'm like, sure. You know, I'm with it. Let's do it, whatever. So I'm going. He's like, all right, Lucky Strike.
Yeah.
I'm at Lucky Strike. I'm waiting outside.
All the way on the west side?
Yeah. He pulls up with the bag, the ball, the glove, powder.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, you're a bowler. He was like, and then he was just like not friendly. He was just like, let's do it. I'm like, wait, you're trying to beat me? Like, I just want to like have like chicken fingers and like a beer.
Yo,
he's a bowler. Bowler, yeah, he spun.
Yeah,
like, so he's like these. Average 200 plus.
He's like, yeah, he's like a bowler.
No joke,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
like wow. Butt in on the ball.
Yeah,
wow. Well, I think it's butt ins.
Yeah, yeah, something like the S got clipped with one of the holes.
You did not bring your bowling ball. You were.
I
there.
Didn't like. Dude, I'm just like, I don't even know what size of the shoes are. Like, yeah. I haven't been bowling in so long. This guy's like, he's like mad too. Like, one size up. Like, one size. Like, it's like, oh my God, this guy's a bowler.
That's crazy.
When you guys are out on the road, are you planning on doing any like competitive things like bowling or?
Maybe, yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. How do you feel your time on the road? Besides getting from place to place. Like, are you guys going to a Starbucks? Are you going to...
To be honest with you, like, we've talked about, like, just recording, too. Like, a lot of time. Capturing road moments.
That's dope.
And, like, recording.
Like, at the hotel or whatever?
Yeah, hotel, like, setups, yeah. Like, filming. Like, you know, just, like, making the most of it. Like,
yeah.
Was know. It Slaughterhouse that I saw do a viral video where, like, the group was, like, racing?
Yes.
Yeah, it was me and Joe.
Yeah. Foot race.
You guys have to do that.
Joe's intimidated by me, guys.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. I don't care if he hears it. He's intimidated by me. Like, I'm funny, you know, like, I'm light like him, I'm light, you know, I have a beard sometimes, like, he's like, hey, he's the fat me. I'm telling you, man, he's got something with me.
That's crazy.
You should go on his podcast and
that's
talk
right.
about it.
I know, I'm going to go on
have
that.
Have you been invited?
I'm going to charge him.
Yeah.
Charge him. You want me? The fat you? Buck a minute.
Let's just be clear here, who won the foot race?
I think I won, but looking back at the footage, I lost.
Right, like looking back at evidence.
Yeah, looking at that because we like, but it all started from like entirely too much Jack Daniels after a show.
Of course.
Like, and just him being like, you fat fuck. And I mean, me being like, I'll beat you in a race though. Like, it's like drunk. Oh, like,
man. Jack is your poison when you do drink.
Jack, oh my God, Jack. I like Jack. Jack.
What was the last thing that you won?
The last thing that I won, chess. I'm undefeated right now, baby.
So undefeated.
Asian. I'm so Asian, dog. I'm a monster.
Can't do chess?
I can play chess. I'm not patient, so it's not my game.
Yeah.
I'm like the dude, like, I play poker, but I play cash because I can't do the tournament.
Yeah.
I got to get to it.
Hold him.
Hold them. Yeah. I'm a beast in cash games, but like,
so if you go down to Las Vegas or like Atlantic City or Mohegan or whatever, you just stay at the tables.
Oh, like, I destroyed this kid one time in Vegas. This older guy. We were at the
this kid.
Yeah, that's everybody's a kid. When we're playing, like, what's up, kid? So you know you're good. Like day three, I'm down there. I got the yank, and they're like, oh, here goes Brooklyn. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah. When they nickname you, you're good.
Yeah.
So there's this one dude, he's like old money. Like, I call him old money. He had like the cowboy hat tilted. Like, you know, he's a
strong look.
Yeah, he's like, he's not really, you know, he's cracking jokes. He's laughing at his own jokes. He's been playing poker for 40 years. You could just tell, like, one of those guys. We're at the Golden Nugget, and I land like a crazy, I walk into like a crazy hand, and I'm just like, and, you know, I check it or whatever. Like, he's like, he must have, you know, I forgot exactly what he had. But he shoved me. And I know it was like more of like, so who's this guy they're calling Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Like, he's just like all in. I'm just looking. I'm like, I got kings.
Pocket
like,
kings?
Yeah, I'm like, I got kings. And I that's my hand. I like it more than aces. And I'm like, everybody's like folding. I'm just looking. I'm like, he could have aces. But I didn't like the way he did that. And I was like, I call.
Wow.
Comes down king 3-4, he's dead. Like, he had like, he had like ace queen suited, whatever. So anyway, like, he gets to the, I flip up, he's like, ah. So he goes all, and he's just, I don't know, he's just like, yeah, this is the Golden Nugget, meet me at the win. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Like, leave me alone. I just like, what are you, like, he had something against me, like, for being like popular. I feel like, like the old poker players feel like they own the tables, like,
of course.
And like, what are you doing here? Why would you, how do you dare sit here? Like, don't you know, like, this is for like celebrated older men?
I'm going to ask a very serious question. Was it Don Imus?
Don Imus.
Wow.
No, but it was like, I'm like, yo, and everybody's so, I love poker, though.
Yeah.
Everybody's so full of shit at the poker table, though. Mm-hmm. The jokes, the everything, everybody's trying to get everybody's money. Yeah. That's all that poker's about. Yeah. So it's all shooting the shit, like, yeah, I go. So where you from? Bet-Stuy, and it's like 40.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, am I your friend or did you just bet me $45?
Yeah.
Like, you're fucking full of shit. Like, it's a, you know, it's the biggest bullshit table there is, but like, it's so much fun.
What's the most you left with?
The most I left with, I think, was like, maybe like 11 grand.
Woo!
Yeah, 11 grand.
A light 11 grand, yeah, for somebody of celebrity net worth.
No, yeah, no. You know what? Because I don't like to gamble crazy. I like the game, but I don't want to be the guy that's just like, yeah, hun, bring the D. Like, I've definitely seen those faces in there, like, aw. Like, one time I was in. Like, one time I was in Motor City in Detroit. We were recording, so we stayed at the Motor City Casino. And I was like feeling my, you know, drinking that. So I'm like, I'm going in a high stakes room. So I go in there and this is like, yo, and one of the dudes knew me, one of the dealers. He was like, hold tight. I was like, why? He was like, and he pointed to the dude. This dude's face. You know when someone's face tells the entire story? Mm-hmm. He was like, yo, he's down almost $1 million. It's like, you might want to just like not pull, just chill. And like the hotel was doing everything they could do to like try to get. At this point, they were just trying to like, yo, yeah, like. You know, like, if you just, like, we'll skip comp you the suite for a year. Oh, I'm just like,
damn.
This guy doesn't want the room. Like,
yo.
And he just kept looking at me. He's like, another coffee? I'm just like, oh.
Oh.
Like, there's some people that go hard.
Was that Don Imus?
Yes. It was Don. But I just, after that, like, I was just like, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I have a little budget. Like, hey, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
If it happens from here, it happens.
Yo.
Have you gambled?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, gambled. Gamble every day.
No. Yeah, in the streets.
And then with this music shit.
Yeah. Yo, one time gamble. I was at this barbecue. Sorry for cutting you off. I was at this barbecue and like a dude I know from around the way. I hadn't seen him in a while. And he's just like, oh, what's up? Oh, cool. And long story short, mine's is really going to be short though when I say it. Oh,
man.
So we're talking. He's just like, yeah. I was like, what? Is that? I haven't seen you. He's like, yeah, I moved out to Vegas, whatever, boom, boom, boom. And he inserted this like I wasn't supposed to like catch it. He was like, yeah, and we came back with my wife. She lost the house gambling. So we're back. Like, I was just like, huh? Like, yo.
Like it was nothing.
Like, he tried to, like, insert it.
Wow.
Like, your wife did what? Like, yeah, and then he got into it. Like, yeah, man. She lost the house gambling. Could you imagine that? Like, building up, leaving Brooklyn, small neighborhood, saying we're getting a better life in Vegas, and then your wife calls you like,
yo,
it's gone.
She's gone.
I had yeah. Pocket Jackson. Now it's gone.
Yo.
Wow.
Guys. I wonder if any casino dudes like have a heart and they're just like, just get out of here, take your deed, like,
yeah.
Or if they just be like, we're gonna need the house.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure they've just seen it all, you know.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
just like it's almost like when doctors like aren't shocked by like bodies. It's right. just like, yeah, like this is the job.
And I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure they get like the most pleased, like right, like
yeah,
like when it's just like, all right, come, all right, you're dead. Like I need the 190,000 you just lost.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm sure it's just like, yo, can I just like keep 30? Like I'll give you 160. That's got to be.
You
a
know
tough
what the issue is? Is like they never tap out because it never ends. Because
they could be. They think it's gonna turn.
Yeah, yeah. They think it. They,
once they
could
get
be
that
up,
hot hand.
That's yeah. it. That's it. I mean, you could be up 10 million and lose it all because you just want to keep going, but the odds are always gonna be against you.
Roulette,
you know,
is like that, bro. Yeah, that I play roulette too. Yeah. I like roulette.
That shit's fun.
Super fun.
Poker and roulette.
Yeah, poker and roulette.
Yeah. I feel like you're just gonna keep naming yeah, more yeah, games.
Yeah.
Like,
no, no, I
like,
poker,
yeah.
roulette. Like, poker roulette.
I love slots. I yeah. love
slots.
The 36 is 36-1 on your dollar. Like so, roulette is just. But that's a game where like you can be down because only takes one number.
Right.
And everything's back
mm-hmm. or a color. Right.
See, in poker, like you still you gotta work at your money back. You gotta draw some. You gotta win a yeah. few hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where like say you're down $1,000 in roulette. All it really takes you to do is put $30 on one number, like, and if your number hits, your money's back.
So, yeah. gamblers, if you're listening, the best way oh out of the hole,
you know, there's a lot of there's a lot of children who listen to this podcast. Oh my God.
Just encouraging
gambling.
Them, yeah.
Just gamble,
gambling, and fireworks.
Drop out of school, sell yeah. the house,
yeah.
Yeah. yeah,
roll dice in the schoolyard,
steal your parents' keys,
that's the way.
Leave them on the table.
That's right. Yeah. All right, so. Illmind, Joel Ortiz, the project's called Human.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
When this goes up, it's going to be in stores. It's going to be – so physical copies and
physical
online.
Copies, yep. Best Buy, FYE, places that you can catch that stuff. And then, you know, iTunes and yeah. Amazon, all those other places.
So now when you drive around, you don't got to listen to Sirius anymore. You just listen to Human.
Yeah, I've exactly. been listening to Human since March.
Okay.
Yep, I pretty much know the words.
All right.
You pretty much?
Pretty much? Yeah, pretty much yeah. know the words.
You sound like Nas.
Yeah. You're going to learn them by the time you go on
yeah,
tour,
yeah.
right?
And if yeah. I don't learn them, then just bear with me yeah. as a, if you're a real fan.
if you forget them, just go right into
yeah,
my
I'm not hiding it. Like, yeah. I'm not trying to hide it through a TV track. Like, if I forget it, that's it.
Oh, can we just be clear? On yeah. your tour, are there going to be backing tracks with vocals on them?
It depends on... what we're trying to go for with the sound.
Yeah, okay. yeah. I mean, it depends on the venue and the way the sound is set up. But, I mean, just in general terms, you know, hooks will be in there.
Yes, correct.
You know what I mean? But not good like answer. we're not rapping over, or he's not rapping over, like, the two-track to
good.
The actual
good.
Song.
Oh, no.
Best
I don't do that shit.
We don't really just, fuck around with
let's
that.
Let's be honest, guys. Nah. There's a lot of terrible performances out there where rappers don't just rap over the instrumental.
What?
I've seen a bunch of those.
Listen.
Yeah. I'm not going to name any names.
Yeah. Yeah. But Joe Budden.
Scott.
No, what's it called? You in Slaughterhouse do the meanest things to your paying audience members when you pull them up on stage and make them rap your verses. Or attempt to, rather.
Yeah, if they're fans.
They never can.
Yeah, you pick the wrong ones.
Every yeah, I think I do. I think we do every time we pick the wrong ones. Maybe. But maybe they're just bluffing, like, when we look off stage. Because I always tend to pick the guy that's just like, he's not even looking at us. He's just like,
yeah. in his own
like
world.
Knows, and then we go up there. Maybe it's the most, I don't know what it is, but, like,
they
can't quite get it.
There was one time.
Somebody, yeah.
Well, not only your show, we saw Kendrick perform down outside Washington, and this girl that he picked out of the audience came up there and killed it.
Killed it.
Killed it.
Wow.
Like,
killed
good it. Breath control. She was jumping around. She was
yeah.
like
people
in
thought
it.
That she was a plant. She yeah. was so
oh.
good.
Amazing.
Oh, so it wasn't.
Maybe
so
you just need to find a girl at a Slaughterhouse
so
show.
So Kendrick's doing that too?
He
yeah,
stole
yo.
Your bit. Kendrick stole your
I
bit.
I Kenj.
Yeah. I Kenj.
yeah, by the way, I like how you were like, yeah, you know, find the girl at the Slaughterhouse show.
Just
and it's
the
like,
one girl at the Slaughterhouse
the
show.
The one
yeah.
girl at the Slaughterhouse
there's
show.
No girl.
Yeah. And then she's backstage with Joe. If there's a girl.
Oh, my God.
Before we go, yes. I do have to say, like, a challenge to Joe. Or not a challenge. Like, this is a shot because he is his podcast.
Okay.
We have ours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tahiri was here 4 years ago.
Yeah. Well, they were, yeah, Joe and Tahiri came.
They shot a video.
And shot a video here.
She wore my Snuggie.
She did wear your Snuggie.
Smelled that like, was your Snuggie?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I have no clue what you're talking about, but I just got...
Poker face. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. I'm Eric.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Yawa.
Yo, mine.
Yeah, and thanks for coming out to the other side, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank y'all. Cool.